We've heard a lot in recent years about the need to get more girls into STEAM fields. That's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. So one local all-girls high school is doing something about it. This month, Xavier College Preparatory will hold Girls Have It, or IT Day, to engage middle school girls in STEM and STEAM fields. Now, full disclosure, I went to Xavier, but the event was founded by two Xavier teachers who saw at the time a lot of reports that showed there were not enough women working in these fields. And it could be because they were intimidated out of it when they were really young, in middle school or high school. Catherine Hahn is a senior at Xavier, and she started as one of the organizers of this event last year. I sat down with her to talk more about her experience leading it and what she thinks the next generation of women will bring to these traditionally male fields.
It was originally targeted at middle school girls just because that's the age when a lot of girls start to lose interest in STEM and see that it's a male-dominated field and maybe they don't belong. And so by having us high school girls hold this event for the middle school girls, it's just a way to show them that they can pursue STEM, they can pursue it as a career, and pursue it in college and high school.
Yeah, and what kinds of things will you cover? When you say STEM, we obviously are talking about science, technology, math, things like that, but what specifically will be covered?
So it's the choice of whoever runs the session. Last year, I remember one of the girls' favorite sessions was color chromatography, and that was held by two high school juniors. And they loved it so much just because they got to play with the dye. But basically, chromatography is a process in chemistry, a technique used to separate different components of a mixture. So you get to see the different dyes separating, and that's a lot of fun. They got to get their hands messy.
Yeah. So tell me about your own experience. You said you do want to go into computer science in the future, but what was your experience in middle school like when you were the age of these girls? Were you sort of discouraged from that?
I think I had a lot of strong women in my life encouraging me to pursue what I wanted. But I know that there are girls who don't have those strong women in their lives that are willing to say, you know, follow whatever you really want to. And so I want to be that model for them. And I know that I partially was discouraged just because there are so many men in these different fields. Going to an all-girls high school has been a different experience just because you kind of walk away feeling like just this insane girl power. And so in middle school, I didn't really feel like that. So I think since then, just this idea that no matter who you are, no matter what you want to do, you're capable of that.
Yeah. So when you led this last year and were able to sort of teach some of these things to the middle school girls at the time, what was that like for you? Were there any girls that stood out to you and that you were able to really help?
So I remember one girl, as I was leaving, she was like, "That was the coolest thing ever. I can't even believe that. I didn't realize all these different things could be part of STEM." And I think part of STEM that draws me so much is that it's applicable to any facet of life. And so I think that these girls can see that in having these different sessions and seeing all these different people engage, and that you don't have to fit a certain stereotype, like being male, to engage in STEM. You can be female. You can look like anything. You can be anyone.
So looking forward, you're going to college next year. You don't know where yet, but you'll get that letter soon, right? And you said you want to go into something in this field as well. How do you think these experiences and these strong women that you've had as examples in your own life will help you as you move forward into this career in the future?
So as I go into college and I'm not in this world of all girls like I am at Xavier, then you have competition. There will be more males in these roles ahead of me and more men pursuing degrees in the STEM fields. And so when I maybe am discouraged, saying, oh, I'm having so much trouble in this class or having so much trouble with this subject, I can always look back to these women who have influenced my life and say, they've done it and I can do it too. And I see what I'm capable of. I see that they were capable and I am too.
Do you think that as your generation and this next generation, these middle schoolers who you're helping through this program, that you think that things will change and that it will not be so male-dominated in the future because of things like this?
I don't know. I just keep thinking of this article that I read yesterday, which was about this company, and they were having some big conference, and they had 19 male speakers and one female speaker. It was, I think, a conference in computing. And everyone was so mad. They were like, how did you not find more women? And I think in the future there will be all of these women to choose from, because I think that when more girls at this age realize that not only is that what they want to pursue, but that that is what they can pursue, mm-hmm. and that is what they can succeed in, I think that more women will start to be part of this field and make even more of a difference than they already have.
Catherine Hahn is a senior at Xavier College Prep in Phoenix, and she's one of the student leaders of Xavier's Girls Have IT Day, which works to encourage middle school girls to engage in STEM and STEAM fields.